Amen. And give God a hand clap of praise. Amen for our babies. Amen. Come by here, my Lord. Come by here. Amen. Because we are all in need. Amen. And we all need the Lord. Amen. Our call to worship scripture today is Psalms 136, standard 1. And it says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever." Amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come to you today, Lord God, to say thank you for an opportunity, or shall I say another opportunity, to come out to your house of worship, Lord God, and to give your name all of the praise. For surely you are worthy to be praised. And Father God, while we're here today, we invoke that you would be with us. We invite you into this service, Lord God, for we can't do anything without you. For it is your presence, Lord God, that is needed. Be with us this day. Speak to us this day. Give us what we need this day. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Let every heart say amen. 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 We'll now have our opening hymn 622.
Yeah. wanna go. Do you wanna go? Do you wanna go? Go. Do you want to go? Do you want to go?
Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise for our babies. Amen. 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 Give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. For a second, I thought Sister Stanley wanted me to continue to sing that song. I can't sing it in that key. Amen, amen. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, thou who rules and super rules, the one who loves us so much, that you sent your only begotten Son to die for us. We come to you this morning as humble as we know how. For Father, we come knowing that if we kneel before you and if we cast our cares on you, that Father, you are taking them and lift our burdens and make our way a little bit easier. We come to you today, Lord God, because you are our God. Not only are you our God, but you are loving God. One who looks down upon his people and don't just look, but he acts on their behalf. So this morning we come to say thank you. Father, we are so thankful for so many things. Father, we're thankful for the things that we know about. And we're even thankful for the things that we don't know about. Because you are God who handles things, even those that we have no idea they're about to happen. So we say thank you. Thank you for your providential power. Thank you for your foreknowledge. Thank you, Lord God, for your endless love. Thank you, Lord, for being so merciful that you look past all of our faults, all of our shortcomings, all of our sins, all of our wrongdoings, and yet still call us your children. We come this morning to say thank you because we're not worthy. Father, we're not where we ought to be, but because we are yours, we've been blessed. So today we say thank you, Master, for being who you are. Thank you, Master, for being so good. It's in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we do now pray. Let every heart say amen. Amen. Amen.
Jesus will help you when no one's around. He'll be there when you need him. Open your heart and receive him. I want King Jesus. I want him now. I want King Jesus. I want him now. Jesus will help.
Come on, give our babies a standing ovation. Come on, stand to your feet and show them how much you love what they're doing for God. Amen. Because if we don't show them love, somebody will. Amen. And the person that may show them love, you may not like it. Amen. So while they're doing something for God, show them how much you love what they are doing for God. Amen. 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 I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Said I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Oh yeah, you see, in order to win this fight, I've got to give God all that is right. See, I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. My mountains get high, I live for Jesus. My valleys get low, I live for Jesus. My way gets dark, I live for Jesus all of my days. Oh yeah, the Logos been so good to me. Oh, I like the way he set me free. See, I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Somebody here, they want to live for Jesus. Somebody here, yeah, they want to live for Jesus. Somebody here want to live for Jesus all of their days. Oh, yeah. The Lord God's been so good to me. Oh, like. See, I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Come on, join me and help me live for Jesus. Come on and join me and help me live for Jesus. Come on and join me and help me live for Jesus all of my days. Oh, yeah. See, you can't stop me. You may as well join me. You can't stop me. You may as well join me. See, I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Somebody here, they want to live for Jesus. Somebody here, yeah, they want to live for Jesus. Somebody here who want to live for Jesus all of their days. Oh, yeah. The Lord God's been so good to me. Oh, one Friday evening, he set me free. See, I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Ha! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody? Anybody want to live for him all of your days? Amen. He is a good God. Amen. And we ought to let him know that we know that he's a good God. Amen. 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 I won't be before you long. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Psalm 139, the 139th number of Psalms. And we'll read just a couple of those verses, or shall I say standards. Psalm 139, beginning with standard number one. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my understanding. I'm sorry, thou knowest my downsitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all of my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it all together. Amen. May God add a blessing to the hearers and the doers of his word. Just for a few minutes, we'd like to take this subject. God specializes in you. And we plan to do a series, a three-part series of God specializes in you. And this is part one. And in this part one, we find David has written a psalm. And many of the Jewish scholars believe that this is David's best psalm. And they believe that to be so because David deals with the doctrine of God's attributes in relation to his creation. In this psalm, David shows the depth of his meditation. He shows his emotion and his joy because he relies the relationship that he has with God. And he realized that the relationship is just not with any God, but he realized his relationship is with the Creator of all things. So David focuses in on the deity of God. He focuses on the status, the divine status of God. He focuses in on the nature of God. He focuses in on the quality of God. So when we look at this psalm and we think about God's deity, we have to think about three of God's attributes. And today we are only be dealing with one of them because I can't do all three in the little time that I have. He deals with God's ability to know all things. His omniscience. God's power to know things that no one else knows. He deals with God's perfect knowledge. He talks about God's eternal knowledge and how his mind is infinite. And he sees things differently than we do. David touches on the fact that God is not restricted by time. Nor is he constrained by space. See, if God was constricted by time and confined by space, he would be like us. He would be human. See, when we need to know something of the past, we either find it in a book or we call someone who can give us some information. Amen? And when we, well, shall I say, because of our limitation, and because of where we are placed in the world, we don't have the ability to know what's going on the other side of the country at this present time in nature. Matter of fact, we don't know what's going on outside of these four walls. But David says God knows all these things. He's not constrained by limitations. He has no limitations. David writes that God even knows his every thought, even before he could think it. Some of us think that we can think things and don't nobody know about it. Sometimes we have thoughts that we shouldn't be having. We're all guilty. From the pulpit to the front door. We're all guilty because we're wrapped in flesh. And as long as we're wrapped in flesh, there are going to be some things that happen, even that we don't want to happen, we will experiencing those things happen. David says, I can't even think of something and you not know about it. Your knowledge is so powerful. Your knowledge is so endless that what even pops in my head, you already know. I know we've all had some of those. I've had some even while I was in church. And I had to ask God, God, please forgive me for my thoughts. Because I can't hide it from him, because guess what? He knows. First of all, he's your creator. And if he's your creator, and he's Lord, and he knows all things, and he has all power, and he can be everywhere at the same time with the same power, then you got to know he knows everything about you. Some of us think we can hide stuff. Pastor, have you ever? That's what I thought. He's just like us. We're all guilty of believing that we can hide things from God, but you got to know that God knows. David said, Reverend, he knows all things, and he's not confined by our limitations. As a matter of fact, 2 Peter 3:8 tells us this, that one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like one day to God. So basically, God can see our whole life in a glimpse. Everything that you think you know, everything that you think you can do, everything that you're going to do, everything that you think you do, God already knows that. Do it. Because he knows all things. I think that, you know, because we are intellectual people now, we have a lot of writing before us, and many of us do a lot of reading. We think that perhaps God don't know that stuff that have not come up yet. The Bible says that the world has already been ended. Everyone who's going to go and be with God is already in the book. So if the world has already ended, you got to know that God already knows your past. He knows your present. He knows your future. And not only do God know all those things, but he knows them in great detail. Luke chapter 12 tells us that God even knows the hair on your head. I don't have much. But the little peach fuzz that I have. The Bible tells me that God knows every one of the strings of the peach fuzz that's on my head. He knows me better than I know myself. He knows us better than we know ourselves. You can't fool. That again, because some of us think that we I heard you, Dick. You're right. Some of us think that we're slick. When I came over, we used to call that term smooth. Some of us think we can out maneuver God. We can shift God around and manipulate him like we do each other. I'm not lying. You know how we manipulate each other. We push each other's buttons to see how we're going to respond. We can't do that with God because God already knows what we're thinking. He already knows what you're going to do. He knew you before he sent you here. I don't want to get into premortality. That's a whole nother thing. And I don't want to scare nobody. We have a lot of folks that don't believe in predestination and having an issue. So we're not going to touch. But what I will say to you is this, that every thought that you're having now, you already have. God has already analyzed them. God already knows what you're going to do. Because God's mind is infinite. Which means that there is no beginning. There's no ending to the mind of God. Many of us, our minds have to mature to get to a place to handle issues. God's mind does not have to mature. It's already mature. Huh? His mind already can handle everything that we have to deal with. And his mind didn't just start being mature. It was mature from the beginning. Infinite mind has to do something. It must always act. Not only must it always act, but it must always act in an absolutely perfect manner. Lord have mercy. Which means God cannot make a mistake. Everything that God does is perfect. Somebody ought to give God some praise on that one. God doesn't make any mistakes. His knowledge is so broad, it has no limit. And David gave God praise here because David realized that God has the answer to all of his issues. He knew that God had everything that he needed within himself. David knew that God didn't need any wise counsel because God is the wise counselor. He realized that God didn't need a mediator because he is the perfect mediator. Somebody ought to give God some praise there, because you should realize that God is your wise counselor and he is your mediator. Look at the text. The text says this. It says, "O Lord, thou searchest me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting, my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with" what? "All my way." David said, "God, you know everything. You know everything I can even think of." David says, "You are the perfect wise counselor, the perfect mediator. Father, you know everything about me." Not only does he know everything about you, but God knows what you need before you know what you need. Huh? Some of us think we know what we need. I heard a preacher say one time, "Reverend, if you want to make God laugh, make a plan." If you want to see God laugh, make a plan. Because many of us make a plan without consulting God. Now, if we make a plan and it lines up with God, God is pleased with it. But in most cases, we make a plan and we don't even consult God. We ain't prayed. We haven't asked him what we should be planning or what we should be doing. And I know I'm not the only one, because I'm guilty of it. I'm guilty. Well, some of us, you know, we alpha male, we tend to get ourselves in trouble. Because guess what? We take it upon ourselves to do things without consulting other folks. Because we feel that we have enough knowledge to make the right decision. Well, I can tell you this, no matter how much earthly knowledge you have, if you haven't consulted God, you're about to make a bad decision. God says, "I know what you need." As a matter of fact, if you turn to Matthew chapter 6, he says, when he was teaching his disciples how to pray, and he told them, listen here, he told them, do this. He says, first of all, don't pray in public. Don't be praying so you can get a reward from the people that hear you praying. And then he says, don't keep saying the same old prayer over and over again, as if God didn't hear you the first time. Right. He teaches that God knows what you need even before you go on your knees to pray. I'm trying to tell somebody, God specializes in you. Some of us asking for other folks to pray for us. God said, don't ask nobody else to pray for you. I got the answer. You pray to me. And when you pray to me in private and watch what I do. He said, I'll bless you so the people who can see you will see the blessing that I've given you. Somebody now to know who your God is. God says, I know all things. And you must understand that if God knows all things and he knows what you're about to pray because he knows your need, you got to understand that your miracle is already there. Oh, I said something then. Your miracle is already there. Don't take me there because I'm not trying to go there. Your miracle is already there. Your deliverance is already there. Your healing is already there. All you have to do is ask and don't doubt. Because he specializes in you. And let me say this to you. Not only do God specialize in you, he specializes in everybody. And I said that to say this. Just because God is blessing one person don't mean he can't bless the other person at the same time. Sometimes I believe we think that because somebody, and I've heard songs say I've got in line to get my blessing. You don't have to get in line to get your blessing. Because if God bless one person, he can bless you at the same time. I just told you earlier, God is not limited in his power. God can bless all of us right now with whatever all of us need all at the same time. God specializes in you. That stuff you think you're hiding. The deliverance that you need. God says, I know about it. And if you ask me, and don't doubt, God says, the healing that's already there for you, you can get it. The deliverance that's already there for you, you can. We keep thinking that God is limited. I know you say, Reverend, no, we don't. Yes, we do, because the way we react to God, we think that there are limitations on God. There is no limit to God. And when it comes to you, there is no limit to God. It makes me wonder how sometimes do we see ourselves? How do we vision ourselves with God? And I ask that question because sometimes it's not who God you think, I'm sorry, sometimes it's not that we think that God is limited. We just think we're not limited. Well, let me share with you, none of us. A word. The Bible teaches that God looks past all of our faults. Paul was a murderer. God still blessed him. Noah was a drunk. God still blessed him. David did some unseemly things. But the Bible says that he was a man after God's own heart. God says, you do not have to be perfect because I am. I am perfect. And it's the power that comes from my perfectness. Y'all don't hear me. You don't have any power. You don't need any power because the power is in my perfectness. And all you have to do is just ask. Let me say it like this. That was a story, and I'm going home. That was a story in 2 Kings chapter 4 where there was a widow woman whose husband was a preacher and he died. And the woman didn't know what to do because the collectors were coming to take her son to cover their debt. So she took her issue to the man of God. She went to Elijah and told Elijah what was about to happen. And his response was, woman, what shall I do for you? Then he says, what is in your house? Her response to him, I have nothing
but a pot of oil. She didn't realize her blessing was already in the house. She didn't realize that God is so foreknowing that God knew that this situation was going to happen to her. So he already placed in her house her deliverance. Oh. All right. God knows you so well. He knows every situation that you will deal with in your life. And God wants you to know that your healing is already there. Your deliverance is already there. Your miracle is already there. The Bible says that he told her, go and borrow from your neighbor empty vessels. And find empty vessels that are in your house. And I want you to take that pot of oil that you said had no value. And I want you to pour the oil out of that pot into those vessels. The Bible says she poured and filled one vessel. She poured and filled another vessel. She poured and filled another vessel. Wait a minute, this pot that has no value, it keeps pouring. Y'all didn't hear me yet. The Bible says she kept pouring into another vessel. She kept pouring into another vessel. The Bible says she poured to all the vessels that she had was full with fine oil. Somebody missed that? The Bible says she ran back to the man of God and told him what happened. He says, now take that oil. Use some of it to pay off your debt. And you and your children live off the rest. Somebody missed that. The Bible is trying to tell us, David is trying to tell us that God already knows all of your situations. He's already made a way of escape from all of your trials and your tribulations. He already undid, shall I say, he already removed all the stuff that people said that you can't do. God specializes in you. If you need help, God says, I got it. And not only do I have it, but I have help that's tailor-made for you. Anybody ever had a tailor-made suit?
I tried to go get one. Once the guy took my measurements, and I told him what type of material I wanted, he told me that price. I said, I'm sure if I want to pay that kind of money for a suit. But he said it's a tailor-made suit. This suit will be made only for you. No one else can put it on, and it'll fit like it fits you. I'm trying to tell you, God got a blessing for you that's tailor-made just for you. Nobody else can get your blessing. Nobody can hold up your blessing. Nobody can deter you from getting your blessing. God said, I got one just for you. And all you have to do is go on your knees and ask. And he said, and I shall give it. Somebody give God some praise in here. Because I got one tailor-made just for you. God says, I specialize in you. Baby, there's nothing you can hide from God. And God knows everything that you want. And let me say this before I take my seat. Not only do he know everything that you want, he knows what you can and what you can't handle. Some of us are not ready for what we've been asking for. Some of us got to go through some things so we can get to the point where we are ready for what God has for us. This woman, her husband had to be moved out the way for her to really truly see God. See, she saw her husband but didn't see God. But at the end of this thing, she could see God.
God says some of the things you're going through is tailor-made for you because I'm trying to get you to a place where you can see me and know who I am and the fullness of who I am. Somebody give God some praise. He's all-knowing. And because he's all-knowing, he knows everything. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied. Come on, it's old school. I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus in my heart. You can't make me doubt him. You can't make me. You can't make in my. You can't make, oh, you can't make, you can't make. It's Jesus, 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 in. It's Jesus. 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 Amen. The doors of the church are now open. If there be one who do not know God and free pardons of your sins, the time is now. The Bible says to find God surely while he is near. For there shall come a time where God cannot be found. The doors of the church are open.
It's Jesus. Oh, it's Jesus.
Those folks can say it like this. I can feel the fire burning. Feel the fire. I can feel the fire. Come on. I can feel. Whoa, I feel. I can feel. Amen, amen. I'm all right with. I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm all right. Whoa. Church, I'm all right. Amen, amen. Amen. God is all powerful and all knowing. Let us bow. Our Father God, we ask now that you be with us, Father, as we prepare to leave this place. Watch over us, cover us, and keep us, Father, because we know that your grace, Lord God, is unlimited, and your grace and your mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. So as we leave, we pray that they go with us, watch over us, keep us, and protect us until we can return to this church where you have chosen to place your name. It's in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Amen.